Fred Finn Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in virtual company of Elisa Alvarez, Head of Media Finance at Bank Leumi UK. So welcome, Elisa. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, Chiara. I'm delighted to be here with you today.
So as I told you before starting the interview, we're very interested in knowing what Bank Leumi does. But first of all, I'm very interested to know, how did you end up, how did you land at Bank Leumi? Because I know that you started in another business, let's say that.
it's been an interesting journey, I should say. I'm actually a corporate finance lawyer by background, and that's how I ended up in the UK, having started my career back in Brazil. From corporate finance, it was a coincidence, only that I ended up involved in media finance. I left the law firm I used to work for in the city to join one of my clients, an investment bank, that had only just started financing the large U.S. studios as part of very big financial transactions that involved a number of banks. And from that, I thought this is a very interesting sector. It was something new as well at the time. We were talking about maybe 14 years ago, 15 years ago. And I left to do further studies, an MBA in Spain. And when I came back, we raised some monies and set up a small production company that provided services to the industry and also made two feature films. A few years of a very interesting exposure to the industry, to a side of the industry that I had not seen before in my previous jobs, I felt that I actually belonged on the finance side and went back to finance and banking. I have now been with Bank Leumi for over a year, heading up the UK media finance team. We are part of a global team that is led by Los Angeles. Long answer, but it's been a fun trajectory, I would say.
So you sort of summed up what I wanted to ask you. Anyway, I wanted to know, obviously, what Bank Leumi does, what are its main activities, and why did it decide to invest and support the audiovisual industry?
So the Bank Leumi in the UK is a subsidiary of Leumi Group, which is Israel's second largest bank. The group has, other than the UK subsidiary, also subsidiaries across Europe, in the US, and also a representative office in China. Here in the UK, we are what we call a boutique bank, with a private banking, well established, and but very niche, and a corporate finance practice. So in terms of corporate finance, we operate in the senior debt space, and we work with a handful of sectors. Media, of course, tech, which is relatively new for the bank in the UK, but highly established for the bank as a group, as well as property, commodities, and hotel finance. Bank Leumi's focus, and I think this is how it's known in the market, is for relationships. So that is a very strong point of the bank, and certainly something that has served our media finance practice over the years. You asked me how the bank got involved in the audiovisual industry. So Bank Leumi in the UK basically spotted an opportunity about 10 years ago, identified that film and TV finance was a growing was a growing niche within the audiovisual sector. At the time, we had what we called sale and leaseback structures here in the UK, which basically allowed for private financing of film and TV projects on a reduced risk basis. And that was an entry point for Bank Leumi. And over time, the bank has remained active in the sector. I think our size and agility has allowed us to follow changes in terms of how film and TV are financed. There's always something new in terms of the business models,
it's changing.
It's constantly changing, which is a challenge, certainly a challenge for perhaps larger institutions or very small institutions, but I think we're very well placed in terms of our size to follow that and have consistently done so since, which is now over 10 years. We look to continue supporting clients, and that's been a huge motivation. And that's how the bank has established itself as a provider of senior debt for film and TV companies in terms of projects and corporate loans alike. And we'll perhaps talk about where we operate. We are based in the UK, but by virtue of what we do, this being such an international industry, it's just natural that we have clients operating in many jurisdictions and have been involved in the financing of film and TV all over, in the four continents, really, which is very exciting for all of us.
You're working with a team called the Media and Entertainment Finance Team. So I was wondering, do you divide into like the group into sections of experts? Like there's an expert in gaming and the VOD projects, and another expert in theater and cinema one. That's a curiosity, obviously.
We have inevitably people within our team, Los Angeles and London, develop certain relationships and certain and expertise in more areas. So it is true. What's also true is that we do have a remit to finance games and music as well as film and television. Again, that allows for further, in terms of development of the people and internally within the bank. It is fascinating to just be able to cover these sectors, which are developing perhaps in very different ways, even though they are all media and entertainment.
That's true. And now let's talk about what we're talking in this moment of the year, because we're Berlinale, the film festival, International Film Festival, is approaching. It's starting in 3 days. You'll be there. So I was wondering, in regarding to film festivals, how do you structure your presence at this at the most important film markets?
So essentially, our main reason to attend industry events is to support our clients, to follow new trends in our sectors, the sectors that we focus on, and to have meetings with clients and advisors that we could not otherwise see from where we sit. Now, I think we are lucky in the film industry in that there are those forums that happen annually, and that may be film festivals or film festivals together with film markets. And they aggregate people, be them producers, distributors, talent, advisors, financiers like ourselves, that suddenly find themselves all in the same place for a few days. So basically, our team from London typically covers the three main markets. That's Berlin in February, and Cannes in May, and the American film market in Los Angeles in November. And our colleagues from the Los Angeles office also attend Toronto in September.
Yeah, I think it's, these are the four main markets where you have to be active. Can you tell me something more to end this interview about the event you're organizing in Berlin?
Yeah, so every year, Bank Leumi invites clients and advisors to a small gathering during the Berlinale to welcome them to the festival. This is the second year in which we are co-hosting the event with one of our advisory law firms, the US firm DWT. And the event is an opportunity to network and to catch up with clients in an informal setting. It's really an opportunity to bring people together.
So, Elisa, I guess we'll see each other in Berlin. Thank you so much for sharing your experience on Bank Leumi, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy the festival, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, Elisa Alvarez, Head of Media Finance at Bank Leumi UK, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.